inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Waiting for the mystery garlic in this week's edition of Garden Talk. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Let's tackle some listener questions here in a lightning round. And we'll start off with a question from Cheryl. And she says, the bark on my well-established 10 to 20-year-old kiwi tree is peeling. Is that okay? And should I be doing something different?
That is very normal. Mine is too, and mine is, 20 years plus in the ground, climbing on everything in sight or it can reach, including tall kale and even garlic stems last year. But yeah, the big stems, they'll get up to 2 inches in diameter, twining up and around us, hopefully a sturdy trellis. And that peeling bark is what you would expect to see.
Okay. Next question we have from Brooke. We have a rising sun redbud, 1 year old, and the top seems dead. Only the lower branches flowering, sandy soil. Should we prune off the dead part?
Yes, that is, and that's probably the easiest thing in pruning in general, is if you see dead parts on a plant, prune them back to live wood, where then it will hopefully heal over most quickly. And I'll give kudos to her just for having and getting a redbud to survive, because I have killed a number of them and never seen a flower in Juno.
What is a redbud?
So a redbud is native particularly to eastern North America, very early blooming. I've seen them blooming in, Tennessee in March on into April to early May in northern Illinois and up into Wisconsin. So beautiful blooms, flowers on them before the leaves come out. I suppose the nearest thing to, not related, but to looking like, would be our Daphne. That's a really early bloomer in the spring. And the redbud is in the pea family, for whatever that extra bit of trivia.
And we have a question here from Alexander. I have a community plot downtown planted with garlic by the person before me. Never had it before. When to harvest and let it go to seed?
My garlic, in fact, other garlic I've seen around town, is thriving this year. It is now already 18 inches tall, reaching for the sky, and I'm already anticipating the starting to harvest scapes. Probably in 2 weeks, the scapes on a hardneck garlic come up out of the center, have a little curly top on them, and then they uncurl. And those, we usually clip them off to use in any place you might use green onions, except it's green garlic, which is even better. Then the following that, for the main part of the harvest, where we're actually pulling out the whole plant, bulbs and all, to cure, that will usually start around mid-July. We'll talk about it on the program, no doubt, you know, what to look for when your garlic is ready to harvest. And then into maybe early August, again, depending on maturity date and even variety, makes a difference as far as which ones are ready to harvest.
If Alexander is not seeing anything come up through the soil yet, is there something that he can do just to check to see if maybe there is something down there still growing?
I'm guessing from the sound of the question that if he said the previous person planted it, then unless they just told him they did, that it is up already. If it hasn't grown, and this would be maybe from a spring planting of store-bought garlic, then go ahead and carefully dig down a little bit to see where, you know, where the row is, if there isn't something growing. See if the bulbs are either rotting in the ground or, more hopefully, at least putting out some roots to see if they will be growing. But yeah, what if it isn't growing by now, that's not a good sign.
Okay, Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot for the answers.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast or ask your own question about yard and garden care at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Bajarski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.